Drop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players, of course we review them, and as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our latest episode every day at 2200 Central European time, but if you want episodes early and of course some awesome bonus content, consider joining our Patreon. It's patreon.com/footinreview. We're building an awesome community there where we all help each other, and your support also provides you with some more fantastic benefits. Today is Thursday, October 15, and we are recording episode 14 of our third season. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and I'm back with my dear friend, also known as the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing today?
I am quite okay. I have my back that's not always agreeing with me, but other than that, I'm actually quite good. So I'm happy.
If you're happy, you know it. Clap your hands. Don't clap your hands. Actually, don't do it. It's bad for the audience. Yeah. It's good to have you aboard, and I'm pretty sure your back be at least fit enough to play some Wicked League this week.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
We'll be fine. But Yngwie.
Yes.
We are not alone tonight.
No.
Joining us, making his podcast debut, is Andrew. And not to be confused by our own Andrew, so I'm just going to quickly say Andrew is from the UK. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on board. For people that don't know you, which actually we know you for 10 minutes... Could you like introduce yourself and a little bit about your FIFA history?
Yeah, sure. So as I was saying to you guys before, I've been playing FIFA Ultimate Team for 10 years now. FIFA 11 was the first time I started playing it. So I've seen it pretty much come through from the beginning. Wasn't there for the very first year, but I've seen it come through from when you had nothing to do except play single matches or tournaments right through to what we have now. Before that, used to play a bit of PES, and before that, been playing video games since pretty much forever, since as long as I can, which is quite a few years now, unfortunately.
Yeah, don't worry, you're still very young compared to the rest of us. But nice to have you on board.
No, thank you.
We have Andrew. We met Andrew because Andrew has a really nice community story to share with us. You know, we always try to spread positivity. And Andrew has a really, well, it sounds like a fairy tale, but a really cool story to share with us. But Andrew, before we talk about that, I'm going to ask Yngwie to talk about today's content. And Andrew, feel free to just chip in wherever you want.
No worries.
And before you start, Yngwie, I got one question.
Yeah.
I was looking, but I don't see any Matuidi.
No, he is, in the chopper for a deadline day with Ryan Babel, I guess. trying to land
who?
Somewhere. Ryan Babel. you probably didn't get that when he was at Liverpool and the Babel copter was going around in the UK some years ago. And he tweeted about it and it was just on a joke. Bad one, maybe.
No, probably a very good one if you're a Liverpool fan. I have no clue what you're talking about, but hey.
Well, I don't know where Mr. Matuidi is, but I'm guessing he will come any day now. Not today, of course, because from what we saw, he got over 80% of the votes, so he should get, I'm pretty sure, SBC for that. So maybe tomorrow or Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, probably. Just in the middle of the Wicked League, so you can rebuild your squad if you want him.
Super sub?
I said before, I'm just kidding about Matuidi, of course, because I think it's the Twitter vote was a sort of a strange move, which I've never seen before, but I don't know if I like it or not, but it's something else at least. But quite honestly, Matuidi, the card doesn't look that great, and I don't think he will get much informs in MLS anyway, so just... It's just going to be a meme until he arrives.
Well, I've used the non-inform card and I packed him in the beginning, one of the first days after when we got the EA Play trial, so I got to use him actually for 5 matches, and he was really good. So I might, if it isn't too expensive, I might do the SBC and try to, because I can find a way to squeeze him in. He was really good as a CDM then. Hopefully he'll still be quite good, and it's in the MLS, so he should have a chance to get an inform. He's not that old still,
But he's that slow.
He's not that well. He can still score a goal. You don't have to be Mbappe with your feet to score goals. So
yeah. Well, before I start talking bad things about the MLS, just take it away with today's content, will you?
Yeah, we got the normal marquee matchups. The only thing we got today, though, so this time it's around between 20-25k to do on PS4 and Xbox, and around 50k on PC, as according to Footbin. If you complete it, you get a rare Electrum Players pack, so that's not the worst we've had.
Which one is that for everyone listening? What do you get from a
the rare Electrum Players pack? I think it is all cards are rare, but it's gold, silver, and bronze, I think.
Yeah,
thank either you. Either that it's 6 gold and 6 bronze. I'm not completely sure.
No, I think it's 4 and 4. Four.
Yeah. So you can get some nice pulls from those. There have been a few nice earlier, so we'll see. But the 4 sections, there's a few surprises. Well, not surprises in that way, but there's one I thought we would see Everton versus Liverpool. Some marquee matchups, but they're not there. So that's a little bit, since it's a derby and everything, that would normally always be in the marquee matchups.
Feyenoord plays Sparta as well, both from Rotterdam, not in there as well. So I don't think it's, you can only select 4, right?
Yeah.
Andrew, just wondering, who are you supporting? Do you mind telling you on air?
I'm a Sunderland fan, but we don't talk about that so much. Things aren't so good for us these days.
Oh, it's not that bad, right?
It's pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty bad. When you have a 2-season show on Netflix showing how bad you are, things have got pretty bad.
Yeah, I've heard about that show. I heard it's a great show for the neutrals, but I can imagine that it can be a little bit frustrating being a Sunderland supporter and seeing all the stuff going on. But I hope things will turn around for Sunderland, because I think it's a quite cool club, and it would be really cool to have them back up again in the Premier League and have the derbies versus Newcastle. That should be interesting to see again, I guess.
Yeah, I think in time it'll happen, but there's a lot of things need to change at the club before I think we get back to any level where we can be at the top for any sustained period, or even anywhere near the top. Just getting back to the Championship would be a nice start. I think, you know, there are changes they're trying to make, and some have been more successful than others. But I think that there's been an awful lot wrong with the club for quite a long time, and it's been covered up by Jermaine Defoe, basically, for a lot of years.
And a great Netflix series.
yeah, absolutely. We had Dick Advocaat did a good job, and, you know, various people came in as a sticking plaster, but there's been issues there for a long time, and I think eventually we got what we deserved.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But yeah, I mean, I'm a Feyenoord supporter, and I'm very grateful of Dick Advocaat being with us now to save us. So hopefully we don't get a series on Netflix, at least. But hey, Sunderland till I die. I think that's a fitting title.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good watch, but it's not so good when you know the ending, like I did.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's true.
Sorry, V, go ahead. Just wondering, because it's always fun if there's a Manchester United fan or something, Manchester City fan, then we can dive deeper in those SBCs.
Yeah. As usual, four sections. We got a Celtic versus Rangers one. That was kind of obvious, I think. You get a jumbo silver pack, cost around 4 to 8k to do. You need one player from the Scottish Premiership, minimum 3 leagues, minimum 1 rare player, minimum 7 silver players, and minimum 75 team chemistry. So that's, yeah, pretty much straightforward as usual. And then we got the Olympique Marseille versus Bordeaux, and costs around 5k to do. You get a small rare mixed players pack, so that's not something super funky, but okay. You need two player minimum from the Liga, minimum three players from the same club, minimum two rare players, minimum one gold player, minimum 74 overall team rating, and then minimum 77 team chemistry. So that's affordable and cheap. And then we got the Sporting versus Porto in Portugal. That's around 5k to do as well, and you get a small prime gold players pack. You need one player from Sporting or Porto. That was a mix up. Minimum three players from the same league, maximum three players from the same nation, minimum eight gold players. Minimum player quality is silver, so it needs to be silver or gold players in that SPC. And the minimum 80 team chemistry. So cheap as well. The last one is Manchester City versus Arsenal. You get a prime Electrum players pack. Cost around 5-6k to do. You need one player from Manchester City or Arsenal. You need minimum two Premier League players. You need maximum five players from the same league. You need minimum two rare players. Minimum 75 overall team rating and minimum 85 team chemistry. So that was kind of low with the overall team rating. Usually those are over eight, around 80 with the big guns.
Makes it really affordable. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's quite affordable actually, the whole thing. So that's a nice surprise actually. I didn't expect that. And of course, you get the rare Electrum players pack when you complete the SBC. So that's okay-ish, I guess.
I think so. Andrew, are you much of an SBC guy?
A little bit. I will do marquee matchups now. Things like the advanced SBCs, they drive me crazy. But the marquee matchup and players I'll do now and then. I do them a lot more than I used to. I think back when SBCs first started, I just ignored them for the first year and totally, you know, didn't look at that part of the menu and missed out on everything that came with it. I just ignored that part of the game. So I do them a little bit more now, but I wouldn't say I call them, I find them fun. I tend to do them for the outcome, for the player or the pack.
Yeah, I'm at the same book as you were. I try to avoid them this year. It's not going well thus far, gotta admit that. And these advanced SBCs, if I even look at them, I get dizzy. But then luckily I can ask Ingvi and he does a little magic trick and suddenly they all are completed.
I try to help as good as I can. Those usually give up quite decent packs in the beginning and seen some really good pulls, so that those are usually worth doing. But lots are not worth doing, so I'm trying to save up the high-rated cards, and I'm waiting for the Icon SBCs coming next month. I think they're starting, so it's that's something you were looking into, Andrew, doing the Icon SBCs when they're returning?
It will be. I'm pleased they've come back. Last year was a nice idea, and I think it's good that they're running alongside each other, but I am pleased that they're coming back. And it's something you can do over a sort of longer period of time. I know they've said they're going to be there long-term, but not permanently, but I quite like the idea of just building them up slowly over time. I'd much rather do that than try and win 10 games with 10 first owner players, one of which riding a unicorn.
I get that. So I think it's really cool that it's back. People have been wanting it since they kind of talked about the Icon Swap things, that people started thinking, this is a decent idea, but what about, and then you got all the things that happened and you couldn't get the most sought after players because and the prices went through the roof, I was nowhere near getting any of the R9 Gullit cards that were decent on FIFA 20, and on the 19 I had I had pretty much all of them after grinding for months to get the players through the SBC. So I think it's a good combination because you don't have to usually buy an icon if you need it for the SBC. You can unlock it through the swaps if you want, even though it can be a pain, at least if you're in the higher divisions. But I think it could be a good combination if things goes well.
I like the idea of the swaps. The problem I had for it is I'm not very good. So, you know, in Division Rivals, I tend to have a sort of 50-50 record with my main team. So as soon as I start dropping down to first owner teams, it, you know, it just becomes incredibly difficult, which is fine. These things should be difficult to a point. But that does suck a little bit of the fun out of it when you've spent a lot of time working to get a team that you're at least, you know, mostly happy with. And then you spend actually your whole time during the week playing with a team you don't like at all. And that did take a little bit of fun out of it for me. Other people may have found that fun, and it's good that there's an option for both. But that just didn't work for me. I found that, yeah, took a lot of the fun out of the game last year.
Yeah, it was really painful for me as well, because I was quite high in the division and then started having to change my team completely. When the first owner cards and stuff like that came, I got really annoyed and angry. But I just said, okay, this is either I need to accept it or I just need to stop playing. But I didn't take it as serious anymore in Rivals. And we have the live foot friendlies mode now. And that mode is perfect for objectives. So I really, really hope that the icon swaps will stay away from Rivals, especially with the 30 match cap as well, and just use the live foot friendlies well as an objectives kind of platform thing. It doesn't affect your record either, doesn't affect the contracts and stuff like that as well, and you still get matched up with the similar level players. So I don't see why that mode shouldn't be used for that. So because in Rivals, it's just destroying everything Rivals is supposed to be, at least for me.
We had a serious discussion about this yesterday, though. The fact that there are already objectives in Rivals and the first 30 matches count towards your points, I don't see it happen not being in Rivals at all. It's all going to be in Rivals. Don't worry about that for a second. And actually, I asked the question to EA already. Maybe I could get some info out. And they got a response back. You ready?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Sorry. No, nothing yet.
Okay.
Which says enough.
If it was something.
No, it was good news. I'm betting they already told. I might not able to say it, but I got nothing back. So I don't expect good news on that front, unfortunately. And everyone knows my stance on on icon swaps, I guess.
Yeah, no. you're not the biggest fan, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so, I'm in Andrew's Park, and then some, I guess.
Yeah, it's tiring, but yeah, it is what it is. But I'm hopeful. I'm fingers crossed that they will use that mode. But I guess I just have to grind. If not, if I want the players,
oh, we'll see. Though we'll see.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it's a very good marquee matchup. That's what we're talking about.
Cheap, I agree.
Of a good value, 25k. That's fine for five packs. Nothing wrong there.
No, you should be able to, if you sell everything, I think you should have a good chance of making profit on that one.
I'm just wondering, are they all tradable though?
They are all tradable from what I can see.
Okay, that's good. Oh, fair enough. Yep. I think this is already positive, so I was going to say it's time for some positivity, but there's space for some more positivity, I guess. On a serious note, though, I think we all know, and we all finding the effects of 2020 being a rough year. There's really no going around it. Of course, people get ill, people lose jobs. Not to talk about politics at all. And as a podcast and our platform, we actually try to spread positivity. And we said it before, but we love positive food vibes and stories. And it just happens to be that Andrew is not here only to talk about PES and, of course, SBCs, but also just for bringing in a very cool, positive food community story. Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah, it's something that, that came up earlier this week in the Discord that, that I'm in and that, that you guys are in, which I suppose for a little bit of context, the Discord's been going for two years, I think, now. I think it came around at the end of the very end of FIFA 18 or 19. And it was started as a, you know, a trading Discord, just like a like countless others that are around. And there's still a big part of that in there, but it's almost become a bit of a FIFA self-help group. There's maybe 50 of us in there, quite a lot of which contribute regularly. And it's just a good bunch of people, really, who talk about FIFA, talk about trading, but talk about pretty much everything else as well. And something that came up in there this week is, you know, like you said, it's not been the best year for a lot of people. I'm very lucky in the sense it hasn't had a negative impact on me, but I'm very aware that that makes me one of the lucky few. And just someone who's in the Discord, been very active for a number of years, he mentioned that, you know, his work situation's not very good this at the moment. He's, you know, he's out of work as a result of everything that's happening now. So obviously he's looking for something at the moment. But on top of that, he was having issues with his console that broke down on him entirely. So he just sort of mentioned in there that he was going to be a bit less active because he wasn't going to be involved this year. He wasn't going to be able to get a console because of everything else that was happening at the moment. And it was just very, very quickly, everyone that was in there came up with the idea of just everyone throwing in small amounts of money. You know, if you could afford it, put it in. If you couldn't afford it, don't. And we very quickly have got enough money together to get him a new console, get him going and get him back involved this year when he's, you know, he's got his own challenges to deal with. He's got better things to spend his money on than a new console at the moment, I'm sure. But it was quite nice for all of us to be able to get him back doing something in his free time to hopefully take his mind off some of the other stresses he's got going. And you know, there's lots of very good people in there who gave quite a lot of money. Some people gave a small amount of money. It's just whatever you could, no pressure either way. And it was just really nice to see people coming together and doing something nice in the community and getting more people playing rather than just screaming at each other about drop back defense.
Yeah, I love this story. Thanks for sharing that. I mean, it's a fantastic move, right? Especially in this time when you don't know what's going on with everyone. But if I get this right, you've never met each other, right?
No, I've certainly never met anyone in there. I think that's the case for certainly most people. There might be a couple, but I don't think so. It came about as an offshoot from the forums. People who were fairly active in trading posts and things on there set up a bit of a Discord. A few people in there who were putting tips out. There's a lot of people like me who didn't really have a lot to contribute. I just took everyone else's ideas and rode on the back of it. And there was a few people in there like me. And so it evolved into more of a general, almost a FIFA social, and lots of good people doing good things to help each other out. You know, there's been this occasion, but there's been lots of other occasions when people have had other issues, and whether it's just be someone to talk to, all that sort of stuff. It tends to be a really good place to be. And this time it happens to be that we've been able to buy someone a new console, or we will be able to when I transfer the money over to them. It's all in my PayPal account at the moment. But having been on here now, I absolutely have to hand the money over. So it's now recorded who has the money, and that is me. So he will get that. At the last count, so I looked earlier on this afternoon, we'd raised somewhere around £320, so £320 UK. So, you know, should be more than enough money to get him going. He can spend that on what he wants. The original plan was to replace his PlayStation 4. With some talk, he might keep that money and try and get himself a PlayStation 5 instead. Whatever he wants to do with it is entirely up to him. But I think it's worth pointing out, he didn't ask for any of this. He didn't come asking for help. He didn't ask for anyone to buy him anything. He literally just put up a message saying, I'm going to be a little less active this year because I can't play the game, and these are the reasons why. And I've got to stress, it wasn't my idea. There's a couple of really good guys on there, one of which, Dean, he came up with putting some money together. He's bought things for other people in there before. And very quickly, pretty much everyone in there came together and gave what they could. Some gave a lot, some didn't give a lot. It all depends what they could and couldn't give. But it was great. It was a really nice gesture, and it was nice that there was no sort of pressure either way to give if you couldn't.
I think that's the amazing part of this story. I saw the post like, oh, that's really unfortunate though. We all send messages, good luck with, take care, buddy. Oh, what unfortunate. And suddenly I didn't even check, but I mean, 2 hours later, no idea how fast that went. But suddenly I was a PayPal account with, I saw the pounds rounding up. Like, okay, this is cool.
In the first evening, so within the first 3 or 4 hours, we had £250. And, you know, a lot of that comes from the fact that as a group of people, generally speaking, we're all quite lucky in terms of where we are with work and things like that. And it's, you know, if you can give a little bit to help someone else do a little bit better, then I think it was worth doing. So, you know, it does come from the fact that we're in a position of privilege, a lot of the people that are in there. But it's, yeah, good to do something for someone who's not having as good a luck at the time. And I'm sure the favour will be repaid one way or another in good time. You know, these things, you know, what goes around comes around.
Definitely. Talking about that, though, we as Food Team Review have a little surprise about for that too. Whenever he gets the PlayStation, if it's a 4 or a 5, let us know. I will be sure to transfer the funds to get him the FIFA copy.
Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
You can't play FIFA without the copy, right? So we'll take care of that.
Although maybe it would be a sensible decision to buy something else instead, given everything else that happens with the game. But yeah, it'd be good to get him playing with us again, definitely.
Nah, we'll get that going. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that story, Andrew. We really appreciate that. And it shows to everyone listening, of course, we always say spread positivity. Like, you can be critical, don't be negative. I think this is a perfect example how something sometimes as infuriating as FIFA can be also brings people closer together without actually having met each other. So I'm really happy to, as the show, contribute a part of that as well. And thanks again for sharing that, Andrew.
No, it's great. Thank you for having me on to have a chance to speak about it. It's been good. Awesome. It's a good group. Good place to be involved and talk about the lighter side of FIFA and at least have someone who understands the pain we go through sometimes.
Definitely. I usually see my DMs in the morning after a show.
Brilliant.
Do you have anyone which you would give a special shout out to?
There's a few people in the Discord who couldn't mention all of them. Dean, I've already talked about. He came up with the idea. He's already been generous this year. He's donated FIFA points to people and had a bit of a giveaway for that. You've got chap who goes by the name Foot Fanatic. He set the whole place up. He's the one that we sort of got a lot of the early trading stuff from. And plenty others in there. A guy called Mike. Plenty others. Too many in there. Lots of people have been around since the beginning. Lots of people have come over the last couple of years. Just a really good place to be involved.
Some people only lurk. Hello. But hey. Still. Awesome. I know the question is coming in. How can people join or can people join?
I don't know. I do believe it's an invite situation. I don't think it's a public server that someone can join. But if you've got anyone you want to recommend or nominate, by all means, you know, stop lurking, put their name up, and we'll see where we go.
Definitely. So I know the question is going to come anyway, so might as well ask it.
Feel free to suggest them.
Yeah, I was suggested, so I'm already happy to be there. Well, normally I'd say, where can people find you, Andrew? But you're staying away from socials, right?
Yeah, I don't really do social media. It's just not my thing.
And we're not going to give anyone's address here. So, okay. Yngvi, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni, and I'm also on the EA forum at LittleLana95.
Awesome. Of course, you can find this show on everything with Food and Review, but be sure to check out the Patreon, which is patreon.com/foodandreview if you want to support this show. And of course, Twitter at Food and Review and Instagram. And you can find me on at Food Coaching on, well, basically all socials. And check out foodcoaching.com if you still want coaching, and combine that with the Food and Review Patreon for some awesome discounts. Yngvi, Andrew, thanks for joining. But it's time for me to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T T T. In view. F U T T.